Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got Giovanni Cortolo back on the show. Giovanni is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest guys I know, vice president of small business policy. And that's a really important job, folks, to be a vice president of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That means that when small business issues are being discussed, debated, planned, talked about, thought about in Washington, D.C., he gets to be at the table. He gets to be there representing you and me, and he does it very well, and nobody does it better. He's our good friend, Giovanni Cortolo. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you for letting me be there. I tell you, it's always good to be on your show, and thank you for all the great things you're doing for small business.
Well, we're trying to get the word out. We're trying to let people know, small business owners know, that if you're not somehow involved with what's going on in Washington and in your state houses, if you don't have some knowledge of what's happening, and if you aren't exerting some level of influence through yourself or through someone else, like your organization, then if we're not doing that, is allowing the policymakers to believe that we don't care.
Oh, absolutely.
And we can't not care, Giovanni. We have to make the marketplace the fruitfulness of the marketplace for our small businesses can't happen if we let politicians run amok.
No, absolutely, Jim. It's amazing. Businesses, especially the young entrepreneurs, have to take charge of their political environment just as they've taken charge of their financial environment in running their business.
Right.
All it takes is a phone call, email, just a simple word saying, look, this is poisoning the well of free enterprise. And that's what we really depend on for economic prosperity.
That's exactly right. Giovanni, let's talk about some of the specifics, some of the things that you've been working on. You worked really hard, I know, on the health care bill.
Oh,
we lost a big one there, didn't we, Giovanni?
Yeah, I tell you, it was really tough for the chamber. I'm proud of the effort we made. The chamber led the way in fighting this bill. Now, we were successful in knocking out the public option.
Yeah.
That was really on a fast track. It passed the House. But we were able to knock it out. It passed.
The public option being basically a de facto universal health care.
Right. It was the roadmap for the government to take over everything.
Yeah.
And, this bill just does not bend the cost curve. It creates different entitlements. It doesn't fund them properly. We're in trouble.
Creates a bunch of new agencies.
Oh, absolutely. No, we're going through it. 2,700 pages of legislation, which will create. It'll be 10 years before this thing is fully implemented, and quite frankly, it's going to really change. It's going to be a sea change. You know, people ask me all the time, "What's the environment for small business right now?" And you know, Yogi Berra said it best: "The future ain't what it used to be."
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of bills that you work on and that we report on, you know, you debate them and you pass them and they go your way or they don't go your way, but you wind up dealing with them. It becomes part of the landscape. This healthcare bill is not really like that. I mean, this is one of those things that the ugly parts of this healthcare bill are going to keep on giving for generations to come if we don't do something about it, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and the chamber is committed to take every avenue to modify this for the betterment of business, whether it's regulatory, the courts, every action that we can, we're going to be there fighting for businesses. You know, you take one provision in this health care bill, and that was the increased 1099 reporting, which takes place in 2012. I mean, it tremendously expands.
Tell us about that.
Well, it tremendously expands the reporting that you normally have to report on service companies that are not corporations. Now you have to report on corporations, which like FedEx, or if you spend more than $600 with the airlines, you have to report on it. And to see how it plays, how Congress is playing off that provision in current legislation.
Are you talking about normal, regular business with vendors?
Yes, business with vendors. You're going to
report 1099s on business with vendors.
FedEx, American, you know, all of the vendors, the service vendors, that are public.
Anybody you do business with.
Almost anybody you do business
with.
Hold
on to that thought. We're going to get more into this. I'm going to get him to explain that to me. I didn't know about this. 2012, stay with us. Little Joe Cocker bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and we hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Lots of good stuff there to help you have a maximum opportunity to be successful. Deposited by our Brain Trust, 1,500 plus members of our Brain Trust. That these are people we've accumulated and built into our community, the largest community of small business experts on the planet. Right there in our Brain Trust. You can find them all right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, too, by the way. Check out my blog as well. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at Jim Blassingame. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's Vice President, Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And that's uschamber.com, right, Giovanni?
Yes, that is uschamber.com, and you can find my thoughts on there, my blog's on there, and all the thoughts of the chamber.
Lots of good stuff there. We're going to tell you in a little bit, going to tell you about a big event coming up next month that I want you to know about. Giovanni, before we go there, though, I want you to come back to this 1099 thing. Right now, let me back up. In the recent past, anyone whom you did more business with than $600 a year, even the young man who mows your yard or the cleaning lady or whatever, the janitor, whoever, you know, whatever, if they spent more than, I think it's more than $600 a year, you had to report a 1099 to the government of that you paid them that.
That's correct.
And I don't remember having to do that. I don't think we ever had to do that with a corporation, because corporations have tax ID numbers, right?
That's correct. And they were exempt on this.
So now I don't understand what's new about this.
Well, this is in the health care bill. It is law. It goes into effect in 2012. And basically they're saying there's corporations that are not paying their taxes, and as a result they want every company to report any payments they're making to these corporations. And
That doesn't even make any sense, Giovanni.
No, it doesn't. And it don't make any difference whether it's FedEx or whether it's the local corporation down on the corner store. But, you know, to boot, how do you get the tax ID numbers for FedEx? How do you do these things? How do you determine whether it's a public company or not?
It doesn't matter what you're talking about is any company you could be doing business with. It doesn't matter what company it is.
Yeah. Now, right? let me throw you in a wild card here. The bill just released today would increase penalties for improperly filing or not filing against those companies from $50 to $100, with the maximum penalty going from $250,000 to $1.5 million.
Now, who would this be against?
This is for any business that didn't file properly.
Didn't report the 1099s?
Right. Now, this is out in a bill today. This is being addressed today in the House.
And of course, this is one of their attempts to figure out how to fund this bill, the health care bill.
Well, this is outside of the health care bill. This is a new bill, and this is tax legislation. Yeah, this isn't law, but this is tax legislation that is being addressed now in Congress. So, you know, the story only gets worse.
Well, you're right, and here's the thing that gets me, Giovanni. On the one hand, the politicians want to create new jobs. They know they want more America to have more jobs, and they say that they want to help create those, but they don't realize that the language they're using, the behavior that they're demonstrating, the debates that they're having, the proposals that they're making, like you're just telling us about, these are things that make businesses not want to hire more people.
Oh, absolutely. It's having a chilling effect on entrepreneurs.
It's amazing. And what part of you're scaring the heck out of us do these guys not get?
I think that's to put it mildly. Small businesses are in a defensive mode right now. They're looking down the horizon, and they need some encouragement other than, look, we're going to make it difficult. On one hand, we want you to create the jobs. On the other hand, we're going to tax you more. We're going to increase taxes on the very wealthy, those that can invest, and we're going to increase the burdens on the common small business owner.
And it sounds like, based on what you were talking about with the 1099, if you're doing business with General Motors or IBM or Joe's Pawn Shop, they're going to make it harder for you to do business with each other.
Right, and if you make an inadvertent mistake, you're going to be fined. And they're increasing the number of IRS agents that are out there really auditing.
Thousands of new IRS agents.
You know, and we were talking over the break, you know, government can't control its spending. They're looking now at a VAT tax.
Now, the VAT is value-added tax, folks. You've heard me. I talked about this last week. This is where tax is added along the value chain as you develop a product. And it's built into the price that you pay. But the people who are adding the value and adding the little tax, that then they remit that to the government. And it's a sleeper tax because you and I don't actually see how the tax is being deployed. We just have a higher price, right?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. And it's one that it's very regressive. It hits the poor worse than the rich. But the other thing is...
And remember this now, folks. This is what the Europeans have. And here's the thing, folks. This is on top of all the other taxes that you're currently paying. Right, Giovanni?
Oh, absolutely, Jim.
This is in addition to everything else. And in Europe, it approaches 20% now. So think about that. You can't like this, folks. There's no way to like this. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back. It's to 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest. He's the Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com. And Giovanni, we got big doings coming up next month in Washington, D.C., don't you?
Oh, we sure do, and it's an important one, too. We have our Small Business Summit, and this is whereby small businesses from all over the country can come and actually take charge of their politics. It's more now more important than ever. It's May 17th through the 19th. You're going to be there, and it's great to have you back in the saddle.
Looking forward to that.
Oh, I tell you, you're going to kick off our efforts on the 17th.
We're going to have an opening, a kickoff panel there with some outstanding folks. We got Karen Kerrigan. We got Don Boudreau. We got Andrew Sherman. Who else we got?
Well, we tapped into your brain trust.
Yep,
not only do we get you, but we got some of the some of your terrific people. You know, and afterwards, we're going to have drinks on the roof of the chamber overlooking the White House.
All right. And we're going to get to look down on the White House? I like that.
Well, yeah, well.
And when you look down on the White House, you get to see those Patriot missiles on the roof.
Yeah, you sure do. They'll stare you down.
Yeah, their Patriot missiles are bigger than our Patriot missiles, aren't they?
Well, everybody's invited, and certainly we'd love to see some of your listeners there.
Oh, yeah, folks. And tell them how they do that.
Well, you just come on to the U.S. Chamber's website, or www.uschambersummit.com, and register. It's
absolutely.
You know, and if you really want to get active, I have a council that you can join, and I'll keep you in tune with my brain trust. Not as illustrious as yours, but
oh no, they're better because you got real peeps out there. You got the real folks on your
true.
Brain trust. The real small business owners.
They make it real for me, Jim.
and so, folks, that's May 17th through 19th in Washington D.C. at the Chamber. Well, actually, part of it's at the Chamber. Part of it's at the Omni Shoreham, isn't it?
That's correct. We start off at the Chamber, and it's grown so big that we needed hall space for 600-700 people.
Right.
So we're at the Omni Shoreham.
So congratulations on that. That's big doings, folks, coming up, and I'll continue to tell you about that and more of the things that that they're going to be talking about at that event. Giovanni, we talked about the VAT tax. Folks, this is being talked about. It's being the VAT tax balloon is being floated. Don't get comfortable with that. Don't think, you know, Giovanni, we got to be careful that people understand that when they hear the VAT, they should be repulsed, because I'm going to say something right here, Giovanni, and I believe this with all my heart. If America installs a VAT, a value added tax, that will be the end of America as we know it.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that an overstatement in your opinion?
That's Europeanizing America, because all you have to do is adjust that VAT tax, and it's a stealth tax. You adjust it very small increments, and it provides government with unlimited amounts of spending.
It's an incredible way to raise cash by the government. And see, Giovanni, here's the thing we need to make sure people understand. Our government doesn't have a revenue problem. It has a spending problem.
It sure does.
Lots of revenue. That's not the problem. It just can't stop spending. These politicians and these presidents cannot, and I'm talking to Republicans and Democrats. Giovanni, we now know the big spending party is the one in charge, don't we?
Well, I tell you, they're out of control. It's an issue at right now that you're creating different programs that are unfunded.
Yeah.
Health care bill was just one of them. I mean, it has three programs within that bill. We need to control the spending. We need to control the entitlements that we give people, and we got to put ourselves back on fiscal track. That
national debt is more than double what it was about 5 or 6 years ago.
It is.
We're already in $1 trillion deficits, as far as the eye can see. And Giovanni, that's on balance sheet. That doesn't include the contingent liabilities of all these entitlements like Social Security.
Yeah, no, I you know, it's just way out of control, and we have to get things back. And the other thing, I'll tell you, the states and local governments are in no better shape.
No, that's right. And I think they're going to be where the battlegrounds are going to be, don't you, in resisting some of these things?
Sure. I mean, you have benefits that are being offered by public employees through the states that are unfunded just as much as the federal government.
Yeah. Don't you think we can look to Greece and see where America is headed if we don't do something?
Well, that's it's sad to think that we could get in that shape.
But we're headed. I mean, what we're doing is what they were doing a few years ago.
Absolutely.
Giovanni, give us the website one more time.
www.uschamber.com.
uschamber.com. Check it out. Don't forget the big summit in May. Giovanni, thanks for being here. Thanks for all you do for small business.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Giovanni Cortolo. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.